Breakfast with Darren Maul. Get fact with Darren Maul.
Guys, I was yesterday years old and I found this out as well.
Okay.
I did not know this. You guys know the mannequins? The mannequins.
Mannequins,
you
know, yeah.
Would you say mannequin?
I say mannequin.
Mannequin.
You say?
Fader? Mannequin? Mannequin.
I say mannequin.
Do you say mannequins?
Mannequins.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Put
mannequins.
A pin in that.
Okay,
but
mannequins.
Did you know that shops that display clothes...
Mm.
I found this out yesterday, by the way. Shops that display clothes on mannequins that have heads sell more of that product than those who don't have heads. Have you seen that? Like some of these shops,
yeah,
they think they're Lani and they just have like a mannequin with just the shape or the form of a human. They leave out the
head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They sell less.
And sometimes you have it like halfway on, you know, like on the shelf where they're just showing you jewelry or it's a top. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have a head.
Yes.
Those
ones sell less.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know either until yesterday.
So do hands matter as well? Like there's
mannequins. Great question.
They have no hands.
Yeah. Also, like,
well, head matters.
And when you
go
to the shops, do you sometimes stand next to a mannequin and hold a hand just to see?
Just to feel like
you're not alone.
They're real people. And then I get scared.
Has this ever happened to you where you go stand in the queue to pay and then you realize, like, 5 minutes later, I'm standing behind a mannequin? All right. So, mannequins go back long time, guys. Ancient Chinese used to use mannequins in war. And then the enemy would fire all the arrows and the mannequins would collect the first load of arrows. And there was two things. Firstly, they'd get the enemy to empty the arrows. And secondly, when the enemy approached them, they would push the mannequin over and they'd pull the arrows out and now they got ammunition.
Out of war.
That was Sun Tzu. But I mean, how interesting is that?
That is clever.
Yeah, that's a good, excellent use of mannequin. Those ones had heads.
Obviously.
And I'm so glad. And again, I was yesterday years old when I found this out. I was so glad you guys told me that you each have a different understanding of how to say mannequin and mannequin.
Yeah.
They are different according to their spelling.
Oh.
A mannequin is what you see in the store. A mannequin is what's used for surgical experiments or procedures. They let you know how you perform CPR and they pull out that medical mannequin.
What? Oh.
Yeah. So the fake sort of like you do CPR on a fake fake human. That's a mannequin.
Right.
Okay. And in the store is a mannequin.
The queue is the one in the store.
The queue is the one that you queue behind.
The K is the one on the floor.
Is it? Yeah. Does that help you remember?
There we go. Yeah.
So did it happen?
Yeah.
What happened?
And I got facts because I didn't know anything there.
Fantastic.
Nothing.
And I only found it out yesterday. It's amazing.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.